Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. The first of Mike's guests have arrived, but who are the others? This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. No matter how good the war news, don't stop saving used kitchen fat. It's still needed. Make fat fight on till Tokyo surrenders. Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldberg. Now D-U-Z Does brings you the Goldberg.
Anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything best. You know, once upon a time, there was a washing machine that was very sad. Every wash day, you'd hear it say, "The soap that I have to use give me the wash day blues." Then one day, the lady of the house came home with a big red box of Does. She poured some Does in that machine, started washing her clothes, and listen. Does is my soap. Oh, yes. Does sure outdoes the rest. Does everything best.
Oh, that's the tallest story yet. One soap doing everything best.
Well, it's true. You see, Does was tested against 25 different wash day soaps. No doubt the soap you use in your machine was among them. All were tested for the things you want most on wash day. Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, together with greatest safety for colors. And only Does, the new kind of soap, had a perfect score on the whole combination.
Do you mean none of those 25 soaps beat Does?
Not a one. Compared to Does, some soaps were inferior on whiteness. Does washes towels whiter than soap after soap. And most soaps couldn't touch Does on safety for your nice colors. Does actually leaves pretty undies brighter.
Well, my husband's a mechanic, and I have to wash greasy overalls.
Hey, none of those soaps can do all Does does and still get tough work clothes clean so easy. With Does, there's no hard scrubbing.
I think Does is what I've been looking for.
Sure, for whiteness, suds for cleaning, and safety for colors combined, this new kind of soap tested best. Does everything and does it best. Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. The big clock in Elsie Warren's parlor had just told out midnight when the first of Mike's visitors arrived. Joe Ellis, a big, hulking man who made a great effort to appear amiable, but his first words belied the grin on his face. "So you're the dame who's been giving Mike trouble," he said, sizing Molly up. After that little introduction, Joe Ellis withdrew to wash up for his work, as he called it. Who else was coming? Mike had said visitors. It couldn't be Seymour. Rosie called the hotel and was told Seymour had left the Lastonbury. Could it be Jake? Molly prays that it is. She and Rosie and Uncle David wait for Joe Ellis to come downstairs. Listen.
Shh, Rosalie, don't talk now.
Don't talk, Rosalie.
I want to tell you what Weston Newman said.
Where is he? Where did he rent to take his bag upstairs?
What did he say he was? Mike's assistant?
Mike's assistant?
Now, Weston Newman couldn't read the telegram to me, but it wasn't sent to Mike Hilton. Huh?
See? See, what did I say?
So who was it sent? It was sent to Elsie Warren.
Elsie Warren, you see? And Mike Hilton said it was his. It was his. That was his maneuvering.
Anything to get Mary's mother out of here.
Dream of Jeannie with her light brown hair.
Well, this is going to be cozy.
Nothing like taking a shower and splashing yourself with cold water, huh? Now, something to fill the cavity, and I'll be fit as a fiddle and ready for work. How about fixing your guests a little something to please the palate?
I'll do it, Ma, but, what would you like?
Well, if I could have my choice, I'd take a nice, juicy steak smothered with onions, but there's a war on, sister, huh? Ah, yeah, you gotta count points. That's very annoying.
It's more than annoying to mothers and sweethearts and wives that have sons and lovers and husbands in divorce.
It's
too bad that you will benefit by the blood that will still flow.
Now, you know,
there's no coming place for you, a place like people like you.
Hey, I'm beginning to see what Mike meant when he said he had his hands full.
Ma, please.
See what you can find the icebox, will you, like a good girl?
I'll fix some coffee.
Now, you're being amiable, and I'm going to like it. Bring your mother a cup of coffee, too. It'll settle her nerves. And who are you, my good man?
I'm a good man. That's enough, no?
Yeah, sure. That's what the world needs. Good men. Say, that's a good picture of Mary.
You know her, too?
Watch your words, old-timer. Don't let the pearl fall before swine.
Is Mrs. Brown's daughter? That's how my uncle knows her?
Yeah, sure. You didn't meet her on the bus by any chance, did you? Did you? Well, don't all speak at once. Would you like to hire a lawyer to do your answering for you?
There's nothing in the icebox but cheese.
Oh, I don't feel like a piece of cheese, so skip it. Just bring in the coffee. Hey, do you play the piano?
Yes.
So do I. Chopsticks. Come here, come here. What can you play?
Well, I can't play without music.
Oh, there must be some music. What can the pianist do? Here, dear, try this. Music the world loves to sing. Come on, play. Try this.
Do you want a coffee?
Now I want music. Do you mind? Try it. Try it. Well, come on, everybody. I said everybody. Wait a minute. Start it from the beginning. Come on. You two. And you. Hello, Mike.
Hiya, Joe.
I'm fine, Mike. Getting along swell. Just getting to know your friend.
Yeah, go ahead and sing. I'll be right down.
Did you get Mrs. Warren a Pullman?
A drawing room. Nothing too good for that little lady. Go ahead, sing.
All right, from the beginning. Way. Come on, sing. Sing. Sing.
Far away.
Sing.
Mine heart.
Sing. Sing. Sing.
Would you mind going into the kitchen and fixing us a bite to eat, huh? Something dainty like half a cow or something?
Come, Rosalie. David.
Yes,
come on.
Come on.
Come on. Boy, she's a hard nut to crack, Mike. I can see that.
Yeah. Sit down, Joe.
Where do you think they planted the dough?
I don't know. Maybe I'll know just as soon as my other guests arrive.
Well, I'll say this, Mike. It all looked a lot easier from off in New York than it looks now. What I mean is, they're a different type character than some of the hombres I've had to handle before.
What's the matter, Joe? Going sore?
Oh, me? Oh, not on your life, pal. One stiff is no different from the next when it comes time for Big Joe to go to work. There's 25 grand mixed up in this, and no man ever got that kind of dough by letting sentiment get in his way.
Yeah, well, just look out for that Goldberg thing, Joe.
She'll talk you deaf, dumb, and blind with homespun baloney, and while she's doing that, she's busy as a fox figuring out your next move and how to top it.
Listen, guy, there ain't a dame living who ever got the best of me. And if she did, she ain't living no more. But by the way, Mike, you're the guy who's acting like putty in a dame's hand. This Elsie Warren, Mary's mother. What's the odds on that one?
Hold your horses there, Joe. Leave Elsie Warren out of this. She's in another world completely, see? She's a thoroughbred.
Okay. No offense, but what makes you so sure she ain't got an angle on this doe somehow?
Because she ain't, see? She's different.
She's what? What are you fumbling around for? What does she mean to you?
Nothing.
Who are you kidding, Mike?
All right, so I got a crush on the dame. So what? Can a guy have an honest feeling, even guys like us? She's the sort of a woman I'd like to settle down with, raise chickens or something. Anything wrong in that?
Well, you don't have to bite my head off just because you're stuck on a dame. I get it. I'm not betting versus you. How you doing with it?
I don't know, Joe. I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm almost there, and sometimes when I start telling her how I feel about her, I think she's going to say yes. Then, well, something in me says, Mike, you're a rat. You don't deserve this fine woman. Your life's all wrong.
Ain't you never told her about you?
Nah, she thinks I'm retired. Down here on business. If she found out, I guess the jig would be up.
Well, maybe so, Mike. You can't change feathers overnight, you know. Maybe you ain't cut out for that kind of living.
Cut it, Joe. Cut it. Don't want to talk about it no more.
Okay.
What's important now is to wring the dough out of these babies and fast.
Speed's my middle name.
Well, you take over, Joe. But no rough stuff, see?
Sure, Mike. No rough stuff. I'll just tickle them with a feather. And while they're laughing like kitties, I'll take the cash and we'll all be friends.
Excuse me. My guest is alive.
Somebody. Hello. Come in, Mary.
Hello, everybody. Here. Let me take your coat. Well, Joe, now that we've got all our chickens under one roof, I don't think it'll be so long before we find out who's sitting on the golden egg.
Well, so Mary's come home. But Mike Hilton and Joe Ellis hardly form the sort of welcoming committee one likes to find at home. And Mike's remark about who's sitting on the golden egg can only bring up the old fable of the goose that laid the golden egg. That is, until it was killed by its greedy owner. Now, if you're like most people I know, you don't believe everything you hear without asking for proof. And that's why I'm ready to prove it when I say, does everything and does it best, in the wash and in the dishpan, too. You see, tests against 25 different wash day soaps proved it.
Any soaps I know?
Sure, I'll bet the very soap you use was among them. And listen, only Does, the new kind of soap, came out ahead with this combination for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to your hands. I tell you, none of those soaps can match all does. Look, do you like lots of suds in your dishpan?
I'll say.
Well, against soap after soap, Does gives more suds faster. Lasting suds, too, so you don't have to keep adding soap. And for fast action on grease, say, Does goes to work on it quicker, so you don't have to do any hard scouring. Yet when it comes to kindness to hands, none of those soaps can beat Does. It leaves your hands feeling wonderfully soft and smooth. Sure, like I said, in the dishpan, too, does everything best. Sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D-U-Z, Does. Joe Ellis goes to work, and Mary is the first to sample his skill. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best.